I am really pleased with what the Lord has done with me, how he has helped me and saved me, and how he took a foolish man who was living a foolish, sinful life, and he changed me completely around and gave me such a wonderful life. But I can't take any credit for that, because I wasn't doing such a good job on my own. My life was a mess. But when Jesus came into my life, I was saved. I was cleansed. I was redeemed. I was improved mightily. And he treats me like a son. It's so wonderful. He doesn't condemn me for my mistakes, and he forgives me when I sin against him by not doing what I know to be right, and sometimes hurting other people, which is a sin against God. And those times, he's been very forgiving, and he's taught me how to do better and how to be a follower of Jesus Christ and how to live as his very own adopted son. Listen to what Paul said about that. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26. For you see your calling, brothers, how not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised has God chosen, yes, and things which are not to bring to nothing things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according to as it is written, he that glories, let him glory in the Lord. I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters who may be listening today, that if I glory in the Lord, because I know I messed up my life. But Jesus gathered it back together, and God healed me and set me on a new track, and I give him all the glory. Give him the glory for everything good in your life. And understand that without his grace, we are nothing, worse than nothing. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for what you have done in my life. I take no credit for it whatsoever, but I give you praise and glory, for you are good, and you've been good to me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.